John Wicks of the Records, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Holly Herndon explores the crossroads of voice and digital processing, viewing her computer as an instrument, and we'll hear one of her inventive works on the next Deep Three.
This is where I wanna be. Your presence here is everything, Jesus. Oh, you have always been enough. Captivated by your love, I'll stay here in the presence of Jesus. Now you're in the room, there's nothing left to do. All I wanna do is worship. Been waiting here for you, hey. And I'm not gonna move. All I wanna do is worship. All I wanna do is worship. Now you're in the room, there's nothing
there's
left.
There's nothing left to do.
All I wanna do,
all I wanna do is worship.
That's all I want.
All I wanna do is worship.
Been have always been enough. captivated by your love. I'll stay here in the presence of Jesus. You have always been enough. I'm captivated by your love. I'll stay here in the presence of Jesus. Stay here forever. I'll stay here forever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna move.
I'll stay here forever.
It's nothing more important.
I'll stay here forever.
There's nothing.
I'll stay here forever.
Gonna sit here at your feet.
I'll stay here forever.
And receive instruction.
Stay here forever.
Gonna stay right here. Oh.
Yes, 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 beloved. Captivated by his love. My. That's Miss Tasha Cobbs with Mary's Song. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, April Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is the radio broadcast. There's a Bright Side Somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC, and my good friend, audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. I got ready to say Martin Randall. Martin AV Services. How are you, my brother? How you doing this morning?
I am doing well. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, too. The last Sunday of August. Can you believe it? My God, we come into the last weeks of summer, and I'm not ready to see it go, but you know, what can you do? But listen, I want to give a shout out to a birthday woman of the weekend, Ms. Bernadette Martin, our sister friend. And listen, she is the third cog in this wheel, the third spoke in this wheel, I should say, that keeps this show turning. And she handles the playlist for us every week, does it with a smile, does it with an open hand, open heart. I just love her. And I know you love her more, but I love her too. And we just want to say happy birthday to you, Sister Bernadette. May this year be the first day, this weekend be the first weekend of the best years of your life. That's how I want to say that. And all you August birthdays and all you people celebrating birthdays this weekend or this week, happy birthday to you too. Yes. And so this is what we do. We bring the music to you for your heart, your mind, and your soul. And we've got a lineup for you that I think is going to bless you. That's what we do. We come to be a blessing to you. This next up is Thank You For It All by Minister Marvin Sapp, Grateful by Minister Hezekiah Walker. I think they may be bishops now. I got to double check on that. It might be Bishop Marvin Sapp and Bishop Hezekiah Walker. There Is More by Lexi, Dream Again by Minister James Fortune, and Hold On, Change Is Coming, Sounds of Blackness, Do It, Lord, by Benjamin Dubay and Jacqueline Carr. And then after that, I will be back. I might come in every now and again, but I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary. We've got 6 songs and 29 strong minutes of music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So here we go. Thank you for it all, God. Thank you for it all.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because that you brought me through, and everything I survived, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall.
Oh my.
I'm so grateful.
of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for
y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I'm grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful, just to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful, man.
Season has passed you by. best days.
Feel your best days have all slipped away.
And all that's left.
And all that's left for you are memories and shame.
It's just one chapter. It's not over.
This is not the end of your story.
It's a new season.
Turn the page, prepare for his glory.
It's your moment.
It's your moment.
Begins.
Live again.
Your dream doesn't look like your current reality, but
believe again,
because you haven't lost nothing that God can replace. If you can just find a way to dream again, you were created for more than just existing. Live
again.
You may have to step away from what's familiar and
believe again.
Don't let comparison kill your dreams, because I know some of you are feeling like you should be further along.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. Yeah.
It's not too late.
Just because it hasn't come doesn't mean it's not coming.
It's not too late.
You're still breathing and your heart's still beating.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
God's gonna finish what he started. It's still gonna happen.
It's not too late.
Yes, beloved, we keep the dream alive right here, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. It's right here on WGXC with me right now as we bring you more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hold on, beloved. Hold on to the dreams. Keep the dreams alive. Keep hope alive, because change is coming. Sounds of Blackness and Do It, Lord, by Benjamin Dubé, coming up next.
Ooh. we are gonna make it on through.
Bus.
Yes, beloved, that was Sounds of Blackness with Hold On, Change Is Coming. And this next up, Do It Lord, featuring Jacqueline Carr. That's my prayer today. Do it, Lord. Do it again.
Do it, Lord. Do it.
I've done it, Lord. Thought it right, all was wrong.
Just like the prodigal son,
I demanded my right because of my pride. But from now on, so wrong. Oh, yeah. Just like the prodigal son.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, here is my prayer. Oh, I thought it was right. From now on, this is my cry to you. I need you. I need you to do.
Yeah!
I'll give him praise. Yes, I'll give him praise. Somebody give him praise out there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Not my will, God, but thy will be done. Maybe you can testify together with me that there are some prayers that God did not answer. And you say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your will be done and not mine. That is featuring Miss Jacqueline Carr. Do it, Lord. And you know, I'm telling you, can't nobody do you better. I'm telling you, sometimes the way is rough and the going is tough, but it just makes the tough get going. Amen. It makes us stronger. If it don't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. Yes, it will. Listen, beloved, I got a few things on my mind today I want to talk about. So we're going to see how the Lord helps us do this. Of course, you know, this is my spiritual social commentary. It's mine and mine alone. These are not the views or the opinions of our station owners or management. Okay. I want to talk for a minute that yesterday there was an nation's capital and in cities around the nation, a march on for voting rights, the 58th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Mahalia shouted out to Martin Luther, tell them about the dream. And he shared that he had a dream, praise be to God. And he shared that dream with us. And we hear that dream in our school lessons. And we hear that dream every January as we celebrate the life and the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. So I'm not really going to talk about that right now, but I do want to talk about, you know, the march on. And as believers in Jesus Christ, as Christians, as people of God, we are called to do the same, to march on. I was reading, it was this morning. I was reading about ancient Rome in my devotional booklet, and it talked about how, you know, the Romans back in the day, they believed in, you know, these gods, Zeus being the king of the gods, and that he had decreed that Rome was going to be this kingdom without end or boundaries and usher in the golden age of peace and prosperity. But the peace and prosperity that Rome ushered in came on the backs of others. And so I want to just read this little portion. It says, this peace and prosperity, however, wasn't everyone's idea of good news. For many, it was an unwelcome reality enforced by the heavy hand of the emperor's army and executioners. The glory of the empire was built on the backs of enslaved people who served without legal personhood or property at the pleasure of masters who ruled over them. Sounds familiar? sounds like history repeating itself when we look at the history of the United States of America. It seems like the two Americas that we are still confronting today, one America that tries to rule with heavy hand and on the backs of the other Americans. We're marching in our cities again to fight for rights that people died for. States are inflicting harsh laws, my God. And then the spin on these laws, when you hear it from different commentators, is also befuddling to me. But people are out there braving the elements, taking time out. I wasn't out there this time. I was upstate New York taking my grandson to college, and I really wanted to talk about how wonderful that was. And, you know, but I needed to get this out here as well, because the Bible tells us that God is the God of the oppressed, and those who do not know their history are doomed to repeat it. And when we think about the fall of the Roman Empire, We need to take a moment to look at the things that were going on in society and culture and spirituality of that great empire and see what lessons history has for us to learn. I wanted to get that out there, beloved. Hallelujah. There are people that are out here, you and me and others, because we do believe and we do dream of a better, more perfect union. And that certainly means the right to have ballots cast. And it certainly means the role and responsibility of our leaders to, yes, make sure that every vote gets counted and that you can't just, you know, call fire in a movie theater when there ain't no fire. There are penalties for that. And you can't call, you know, things about the election that aren't true as if they're true. That's my personal view. But I wanted to touch on that in my spiritual social commentary on this morning. I did also want to talk on for a moment that schools are reopening. Just experienced a wonderful freshman weekend for families and students who are coming to college in their first experience. And it was a wonderful time for us. I know that in the next several days, schools in the Northeast will be reopening. Some of our students will be going to school for the first time in over a year. I've spoken to so many children, and they are excited about going to school. I think the pause button, although it came at great price, was also a blessing to us because I've never seen so many children who want to be in class, want to go to school, and are excited about school reopening because that's where they want to be, not because they want the new school clothes and the new school gear. Amen. And so that brings me to our responsibility, us who are the elders and the adults, to look at the gifts and the blessings that we have inherited. For me as a Black African-American woman, knowing my ancestral heritage and history, that there was a time when we were not permitted to go to school. We were killed, maimed, tortured for reading or teaching someone to read or write. And so we have a role and a responsibility to pass that on to our children, this right, this privilege, this honor, this gift that we have in the United States of America for education, and to protect that for our upcoming generations, to do what we can do to ensure their success in life as being able to, you know, command the language and recall and transmit knowledge and information. This is part of the marching on that we have to do. We take what we receive from our elders and we take it forward for our next generations. Then there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, beloved. Oh my God, time is winding up. I was listening to a pastor speak on the radio in my travels this past weekend. And he was talking to his congregation and he was, you know, talking against, I guess, the march and what it was about and the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, and other things. And he was saying how, you know, God calls us to be good stewards of the things that he has given us. And, you know, you need to be a good steward of what God has given you and not be looking to other people to give you anything. He talked about how there's the word restoration and the word restitution are not words that were in the Bible, and that the Bible doesn't tell us that we're supposed to give stuff to conquered peoples, but that we are to, you know, just be good stewards and God will provide. And I was like, well, you know what? That's how we get ourselves into trouble, beloved, as Christians or as people of faith, is when we take the text and we, you know, we make it work for what our own political and cultural ambitions are or perspectives are. The Bible does indeed talk about giving it all away. Come on here, somebody. Jesus told a rich man, amen, to give everything to the poor and follow him. And the rich man, rather than do that, he just turned and walked away. Jesus didn't harangue him. He didn't call him names. He didn't tell him he was going to AG double hockey sticks. He just let the man walk away. Amen. But the call was there to do what you can to restore somebody who has fallen on hard times or to help lift somebody up who is down. In the book of Acts, it talks about how the early Christians were told to take everything they have and bring it to the apostles' feet, that the apostles could distribute it and take care of the needy. In the book of Matthew, God talks about, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was sick and you came to see about me. You know, so I was really saddened to hear him trying to use the Bible to say, well, restoration and restitution are not words in the Bible. Because you know what? Internet is not a word in the Bible, but I bet you he used it. Amen. Hallelujah. I could go on and on with that. You know, beloved, I got to get ready to get up off here and out and on to the next thing for my day, which is traveling back downstate with my family. But I did have those things. This is my spiritual social commentary. And I just, you know, want to encourage each and every one of us. We have to continue to march on. We have to continue to keep our eyes on God. We have to continue the work that our Lord Jesus Christ started in bringing reconciliation, restoration, yes, Lord, even restitution to our world. Hallelujah. Jesus made restitution for us. Yes, he did. And he restores us to a right relationship with God because of his willingness to sacrifice all for us. That means me and you. My beloved, I wanted to just share one more word in my parting thought. and that was from another devotional that I read this morning, the Inspiration Ministries devotion. And, you know, they quote a verse that is familiar to all of us, right? The scripture that says, without a vision, the people perish. In Proverbs 29 and verse 18. But you know what also, beloved? Without the people, the vision perishes. So I give snaps and claps to everybody that's still out there marching on, moving on, and holding on to what our ancestors have given us, that have lifted us up higher into a better place as we keep moving forward for a more perfect union and the Lord's vision for all of us. Hallelujah and amen. Beloved, I'm going to be out on this song. Yes, I got one more for you. I know who I am. Got to know who you are in Christ Jesus in order to keep on keeping on. I know who I am. This is Sinash. And listen, I'm going to let us go out on that song. But I want to pray that God will bless your family, your household, all under the sound of my voice, God, as only you can do. I pray your blessing upon our young people as they're going back to school, God. I pray that you'll send angels to camp round about our schoolhouses, God. I pray you'll help our teachers and administrators to make right decisions concerning our children who are entrusted to their care and their keeping. I thank you, oh God, for this generation, Lord, and our opportunity to seed into them and to bless them and to help them to be all that they were sent in this world to be. Oh, God, I pray against the workers of iniquity, the adversary. Oh, God, I pray for more discernment of his cunning and crafty ways. I pray for more wisdom for our younger generation and for us, their elders who are here, God, to lead and to guide. Lord, I thank you as you've given us this time. Let us use our time in this world wisely and let us, Lord, follow you in your teachings, oh, God, of love for all the world. God bless you, beloved, till we speak again. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and this is There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. And, beloved, I know who I am. Here we go. Mr. Sinatra's going to tell you about it.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show his excellence. All I require for life,
has given me. For I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What he says I am. Where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What he says I am. Where he says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power.
Chosen generation.